Welcome to another episode of Brian's Spain Domain, and today we are going to talk about a current event or a current trend, something that's affecting society in Spain. It's probably affecting many different societies around the world, but in Spain, and especially in cities like Madrid and Barcelona, it's become an important talking point for residents. And I am talking about housing and the rising prices, not only of buying property, but also and especially renting, which has really gone through the roof recently in the past few years. I'd say especially since the COVID pandemic. And the reason I'm talking about this is because recently there was a story about this woman who lives in my neighborhood. I'm not sure who she is. I've been here for 30 years, so I've most likely walked by her at least once. And she lives in right next door, in the street next to mine. And she's been there for her whole life, basically. And her name is Mary Carmen. And she was about to be evicted from her apartment. An apartment she's been living in for 70 years. She is now 87 years old, and her landlord is raising the rent so high that it's higher than her monthly pension, and so obviously she can't live there, and she's been fighting it for a few years. It's been in court, and recently a judge decided that nothing could be done. The law was the law. And if she couldn't pay for that rent, then she would have to leave despite having lived there for 70 years, but despite the fact she's 87 years old. And that mobilized the local community. Not me, because I, for some reason, missed that information. I just didn't hear about it. But it got enough media attention and enough attention from the locals that they were able to stall this process, this eviction, at least temporarily. So the people and their actions and their, as well as the support of a number of organizations, have made a difference, at least for the moment. And Mary Carmen's case in many ways now symbolizes the fight that many people who live in Madrid are having with this recent problem, which is rent is always a problem, but it's been exacerbated in the last, as I'd say, 5, maybe 10 years, but it seems to me it's been really in the last 5 years. And it has made Spain one of the worst countries in that sense. In other words, the variation of the price for renting an apartment has gone up nearly 50% in Madrid. According to that report, it was since in the last 10 years, but I'm telling you, most of that has been more recently. And it's almost out of control. The situation here is that you can rent an apartment for 5 years. When you make a contract with the landlord, it is good for 5 years. Though most times on a yearly basis, it gets reviewed and the actual price can go up in accordance to the official rate of the cost of living. And that may be 2% or something like that. So it's not too bad. But what happens when 5 years come around and it's time to renegotiate or renew the contract? Things get complicated because basically the owners of these properties, be it a landlord or an investment fund, things like that, or one of those real estate companies, real estate exploitation companies, can raise the price as much as they want. They could just say, well, the market's now 40% higher, so we're going to ask for 40% more per month, And if you can't pay for it, well, that's it. Sorry. And I say that from experience, or at least I know a couple of cases within the last year where that's happened. And the hike was so outrageous that people were like, there's no way I could do this. And these are actually families with, you know, with little kids. And so it can be pretty crazy at times, and it's making people feel uneasy, frustrated, especially Spaniards or people who have been living in Spain for a long time and live off a Spanish salary. Spanish salaries are notoriously low compared to the standard of living here, which doesn't mean you can't get by, but it's not always that easy. And there are a number of reasons, they say, for this change. One is that the demand for these apartments to rent is higher than what's available, and that makes it unfavorable for the tenant. There is also the concern that these investment funds, these companies like, Blackstone, for example, owns something like, and when Spain had its major real estate crisis at the end of the 2000s, 2008, 2010, it went well into the 2000s. They gobbled up tons of properties. They own 19,000 or 20,000 nationwide. And in Madrid, it's something like, I can't remember, I saw it somewhere, but it is something like 13,000 and growing. And they're not the only company. And then you have an influx of foreigners who are coming from certain Latin American countries like Venezuela and Colombia and Mexico. And they have a lot more buying power. So they're able to cover those costs more easily than it is for your average Spaniard or someone resident here who's living on a Spanish salary, or people from other parts of Europe too. And in the United States, they work remote. They like the lifestyle in Spain. And so even though things have gotten very expensive here, they're relatively inexpensive compared to where they're from. And property owners and landlords know that. So that's another issue. So we have a problem with supply and demand, and this other thing that I was telling you about, and just prices are going up. And so that puts a lot of strain and stress on the situation. And that's what brings us back to this Mary Carmen story, where I was telling you it's been put on hold. It's been frozen for at least a few months while they're analyzing and requesting more documents to see if she qualifies as a person who is in a very vulnerable situation and cannot cover the cost of the new rent, which on paper you'd think was her case. Now, this story is a little bit more complex than that. Let me give you a little background here. What happens is that this Mary Carmen sort of inherited a low-cost rent. This is a story that goes back all the way back to the days of Franco, and in this case, the 1950s. In 1956, her father rented an apartment on a street not far from the Retiro Park in the Ibiza neighborhood of Madrid. And back then, many of these apartments were protected, so the rent was much lower than it is today, even by proportion. One of the things that many people who grew up during that time will thank Franco for was that he kept rent under control or low on purpose, and to help build a middle class. At least in part, that was part of the idea. And many of these rights, these rule laws, carried over until the 1980s, well after Franco's death, when property owners and landlords clearly felt that this was an abuse of their right as the owner to be able to charge a more reasonable rate that was consistent with the current market. And so eventually that's what happened, but many of the people who had that situation were allowed to keep it as long as they were alive. Now, Mary Carmen's father had that lease, which since 1956, and when he died, he passed on that lease to his wife, and that was legal. He could do that. She sort of inherited those conditions. And all the while, Mary Carmen was living with them. And then eventually, the mother died in 2005 and passed on the old rent contract to her daughter, Mary Carmen. And this is where it gets a little more complicated, because in theory, she was only allowed to keep that old rent price for 2 more years. So that would have been to 2007. But for whatever reason, I guess the original owners of that property had known this family. I'm just assuming here. They knew this family for, you know, decades, and they were good tenants, and decided that they would just raise the rent, adjust it annually for inflation. And that was the case for about, I'm not going to say 20 years, but since then. So the rent went up, but it was practically nothing. I know cases like that where people are paying maybe a half or a third of what the market price is, sort of leftovers from a previous time. But anyway, what happened was the original owners of that property sold it to a company, which then sold it to another company. I guess the first one tried to offer her a fairly decent price to buy it a few years ago, but you know, she was in her 80s and she didn't have the means to pay for that. So she said no. And so it was sold to another, I think, investment fund or something like, or a company, a real estate company, who immediately tried to raise her price and say, you know, this is a new owner, has nothing to do with this situation, and they're just thinking of money and profits. And that's when this big controversy began. You have tenants' rights organizations and associations protecting her, lawyers defending her, and her cause in some ways has become sort of the banner for protecting and defending the rights of tenants throughout Madrid and throughout Spain in the face of these investment funds, these investors and companies which seem only to care about making money. Though, to be fair, in her situation, I think the price that they were asking for, people say it was an increase of like 275%, but it was well below what would have been the normal price for an apartment in that area at that time nowadays. But still, that being said, it's still far too much for this woman to pay for. And she is 87 years old. It's interesting, you read comments and more articles about this, and you'd be surprised that a lot of people who are just leaving their comments are not very sympathetic to her. They're like, well, you've had this for 70 years, you shouldn't have had it by now, and wouldn't we all love to be in your situation? I think that's a little bit cold, a little bit callous. After all, at the age of 87, where are you going to go? So there you have it. That's her situation. That's the situation in Madrid right now. We'll follow this one a little bit once we get more information and see what her final fate is. Will she be able to stay in that apartment, or will she have to move? And if she does have to move in the end, how are people going to react to this? Because this has become big news around the country. I think not too long ago, it may have been in September, or some man, an elderly man, I believe in Seville, killed himself because he was going to be evicted too. So these stories get a lot of attention. They're naturally very emotional issues. And that'll be all for today's podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.